Okay, today's daf ayin, but we're in Samach Tes Amad Aleph. We have to catch up today. So we're in Samach Tes Amad Aleph. We're trying to go a little fast to make sure we catch up. Right smack in the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a woman who she doesn't know what her situation is. She walks into Beis Din and she tells the rabbis, listen, I just got up from a coma. I don't know anything about what happened to me. I know one thing. I know I saw Dom recently. Right? So then we had a machlokas. Either she has to go to the mikvah 11 times, or what was it, 11 or 9. 9 or 11 times. Then another case was where a woman says, I don't know, lo re'isi kol ikur, mabila no ze chameshes re'tfilos. If she doesn't know, if she didn't see anything at all, then we make her go to the mikvah 15 times. Says Amar Rava. Says Rava. Hi Dina. This is backwards. This is Chelm Halachas. Hi Dina. Says Rava. Hi Dina. Lo Dina. Dine Begalchi. That's not how they ruled in Galchi. The Is Lay Tura. There was a rule like this. This Lay Tura. If you had an ox, Liyari Chad Yoma. You had to, you know, be graze for one day. Be the shepherd for one day, like a rotation. So if you had an ox, shepherd for one day. Let's lay Tura Liari Treyami. If he doesn't have any, he had to be for 2 days. She's backwards. So it's Rami Le Yasme. There was once this boy. He didn't have any parents. Bar Amalasi. It was a Yasim. Yavle Ture. Azel Nix. He had an ox. Yavle Ture. They gave him the job. Azel Nixai Ninhu. He went and he slaughtered all the oxen. He slaughtered them all. So everybody came. What's going on here? So Amalasi looked like this. This lay Tura Shakal Chad. Right? Machka. If you have one, take one. The last late Tura, let's go Trey Meshke. If you don't have any, you can take two. So they said to him, what kind of rule is that? Amri Le, hi, my hi, Kamata. What are you talking about? It's backwards. He said, Amalu, so, Dina, Tchilas Dina. And the end of the day, right, the end of the lives, is like when they were alive. Tchilas Dina, Lav Man, the last late Adiv. If you didn't have any, you were better off. So, Dina, Nani, Man, the last late Adiv. Right? We all know that's chelm logic. That's crazy logic. Hachanami says Rava. Ma hecha de amra de is reisi sagila oba tisha tvilos oba yirav tvilos. When a woman says, I saw. So it's enough with 11 or 9. Hecha de kamra ihi lo reisi. And this shit I didn't see. Boy chamesh de tvilos? She has to go 15 times? That doesn't make any sense. Ella ema hacha. Here's what she said. Reisi, I did see. Vania dea kama reisi. I don't know how many I saw. Ibi me nida reisi, ibi me ziva reisi. I don't know if I was a me nida or me ziva. Therefore, my bilin oso test vav tfilos. That's I make it go 15 times. Asa kaman biyamama. Now we're going to say where these 15 come from. Asa kaman biyamama. If she showed up during the day, yavina la shev lenida. She has to go 7 times for nida. Vitamni leziva, and 8 for ziva. 8 plus 7 is 15. Why 7 for nida? Because maybe every day is the last day of her nidas. Right? So before Tisha B'Av, somebody asked, on Shabbat, someone asked, so make a way to a week and go one time. Why is she going every night? The answer is, because it's a, when Marcel asked that, the answer is it's a milo to go to the mikveh as soon as possible.
You can't do anything.
Still a milo.
Does it
accomplish anything, but it's still a mile? That's going to make it go every night. Because this could be day number 7. This could be. So go right now. Now, since it's a suffix, because he just woke up from a coma, we have to wait a week. That doesn't change the fact that it's still a mile. Now, I don't know about the fee. I don't know. Vitam ne leziva. 8 for ziva. Why 8 for ziva? Because it could be she saw 3 days. Right? So the same story. She's got the shiv and the key for that. Right? And why the 8th? Because maybe the day she shows up is day number 7, so she can go right now. So you have to figure out what the Vanish Mashas is. We're going to make her wait an 8th day. Okay. Also, the Kerebalaila. If she showed up at night, Yavinin La Tamnin Lanida. Now there's 8 for Nida. Right? Vishev Laziva. And 7 for Ziva. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Ziva Tamni boy. Really, it's 7 for the Nida, 8 for the Ziva. Bilelusa, Tamni Lanida boy. At night, why does she have to count an extra, why does she have to go an extra time to the mikvah for the Nida? Ziva, the Psikale, because by a Ziva, it's clear. Loshna, ki asa zman bi kaman bi yamama, Loshna, ki asa kaman bilela, chashavle. By a Ziva, it doesn't matter when she shows up day or night, it makes no difference, because she can go to the mikvah during the day. But Nida, the lo Psikale, Nida's not so clear. Why? The ki asa kaman bilela, boy tamna. If she comes at night, we require 8. The yamama, loka boy tamna. But if she shows up in the day, we don't require 8, because that day is day 1. Therefore, lo chashavle. That's why we didn't count an extra time for the Nida, because that's always the case. Depends when she shows up. Now, this is all to ask the following question. If you require that the counting has to be in front of us, which is how we started off this whole Gemara, do we have to have the counting in front of us? In other words, we have to have the Shiva Nikim in front of us, or not? So we said not. We said yes. We said we do. Kol hani tevilos lomeli. What do we need all these tevilos for? If we require that the count has to be in front of us, then tispar zayin, we should count 7 for hadar titbal and let her go to the mikvah. When she comes in, we tell her, okay, maybe today's day number 7. Go to mikvah tonight. Go even today, go tonight, go tomorrow. If we require, which is what we started off, we ended up on Shabbos, that we have to have the Shiva Nikim in front of us, in front of the husband or in front of Beis Din, so she shows up, she looks nice, I have no idea. How can I make him go to the mikvah tonight? The count wasn't in front of us. We should make a way. This is the Mila. There's no Mila. The halacha is, has to be in front of us. Therefore, count Shiva Nikim, now go to the mikvah lady. Since we're making her go so many times, obviously, it doesn't have to be in front of us. Ella, lav shmaminat, rabbanah hid amri, lo be'inan, sifur, and lefanenu. We do not require the count in front of us. We do not require it. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Yosef Rav Ashi. Lav terutzi kametz tarinan lei. Didn't we answered that already, right? Taritz ve'emahachi. You could say the following thing. Safarti. I did count. I already did the count in front of my husband or in front of Bazin. But ve'ani and dea kama safarti. But I don't remember what I counted. Imbi me nida safarti. Imbi me nida safarti. I don't remember. Therefore, but bilin oso tesvav tefilos. We make her go 15 times. So there is no raya. It could be there is no raya that the count does not have to be in front of us. There's no raya. Why? Maybe that's what she said. I did the count in front of everybody already. Safarti, the end of the Akama Safarti, Chad Yoma Miha, Efshel Dol Safra, Chasla Tvila. So then if she says that, then at least one day gets reduced. One day gets reduced. Because if she comes to Bezdin and says, I counted, I just don't remember what I counted. If she says that, at least you counted one day. So all the days should be reduced by one. That's the Gemara's question. Right? Jacob, I don't know how many days I counted. At least you counted at least one. Otherwise, it didn't count. So instead of making her count 7, it should be 6. So one day should be reduced. What?
Yeah, if you counted one, she remember that.
So she doesn't remember that. She doesn't remember that. She doesn't remember anything. The point is, I know one thing. I know I counted.
Yeah,
so if you know you counted, at least one day. Right. Otherwise, it's not a count. So one day should be reduced. Ella, Ema, ain't. No, so the answer is, Ena Yodas, I don't know, Im Safarti, Im Lo Safarti. I don't know if I counted, if I didn't count. So, right? I don't even know that. Therefore, it's not a raya that the Chachamim hold, that the count does not have to be in front of us. It's not a raya. If I think the way we pass it is, it doesn't have to be. But your wife, you don't have to know what's going on with her. You're there. But you don't have to know. Right? She can tell you, by the way, send you an email, by the way, I'm going to mikvah tonight. You don't have to know everything. Most of us do, but you don't have to. Right? I don't have to know exactly the whole story. Okay. Next. Okay. Hazav, v'hazava, or azava, v'hanida, or nida, v'hayoledes, or yoledes, v'hametzora, or metzora, shemesu, all these people died. Right? So, metamin b'masa, they are metame b'masa, right? That means that if you carry them, ad she'imok ha'basar, until the basar gets rotted away. Okay? The mace. Oved kochavim she'mace.
When did you start talking about
Mason, that Mishnah. Isn't it? What do you mean? Huh? Shemesu, it's as if they died. Right? So a lot, a Zava, any of these people, when they're alive, they are Metame Masa. Anything they carry becomes Tame. So too when they're dead. I don't think it means you carry that. It means anything they carry. Right? What? No, I don't think you're carrying. I think anything it's carrying. No, it didn't touch it. It's only carrying it. Well, there's a backpack over the mace. And there's something inside. Fruit inside. The fruit didn't touch the mace. But the mace is carrying it. So it's connected, but it doesn't touch. But then all mass is like that.
And I'm just saying.
So there's such a thing as Tumas Masa. And it's not without touching it. Such a thing.
100%.
So that doesn't change. It doesn't change when the person died.
Isn't Tumas Masa more?
Yeah, Tumas Masa is more, but it didn't touch it.
So connection by somebody, not Tumas Masa of a mace where it's not touching the body.
Correct.
It's not touching.
Somehow you have to think of a case where the mace.
So in other words, so Tumas Masa is stronger. This is stronger than a mace. You would think if there was something dangling on top of the mace, that wouldn't be a problem.
What does 13 say?
It's not much of a mace. You're saying that the mace, that the needle is stronger than your mace.
On top of the person.
The mace was on top of a stone that was on top of a person. Person underneath the stone?
Correct. Or whatever
it is. I'll say a shirt underneath the stone.
People were saying that thing becomes common.
Okay. You hear that? The mace is on top of a stone.
So what's the chiddush of saying? The mace is a mace.
Right. Okay. The Gemara's going to talk about this. If a guy died, tahar milatame. There's no such rule like that. Even though we know there's a sin of tumma by a guy, not by stamp of the dead. Beishame omrim. Listen to this. Kol hanashim mesos nidos. All women die a nido. You hear that? Ubeitel al omrim ein nida elishem mes a nida. No, only a nida dies a nida.
That means nida has a different category than mace.
Correct. Correct. Now, what does it mean, my b'masa? What does that mean, tam b'masa? Ilam b'masa mamish, right? If it doesn't mean it's really carrying. The Mati's question. Atu, call mace. Mi lo matam b'masa? Every mace is like that. Right? Ella, my b'masa, it's talking about the Evan Mesama, with the case of a stone. Ditanya, the Ksiv, it says, v'hayosis Evan chada v'samta al pum guva. That's some pasuk in, where's that pasuk? It's in pasuk in Daniel. And we learn from this like this. The Evan is on a shirt. So I have a shirt on top of the shirt. I have a talus or a shirt. On top of that I have a stone. On top of that I have the mace. So why on earth should the shirt be tumah? The answer is, there's such a rule that a mace is like that. And the tumah will go through the stone and be the time of the shirt.
And if you were nida, what happened?
If a nida, would that be... But the person's dead.
Anida, who's dead?
Same thing. All of the Azav, Azava, Anida, or Yoledis, or Mitzora, but a regular person, that wouldn't be the rule. No problem, not a regular person. Okay? My Taima, what's the reason for this? Listen to this reason. Amarav, Gzeira, Shema, Yisalfa. Maybe the woman, or the Nida, or the Zav, whatever, will faint. And really, they're not dead. But you think they are. The whole kind of Gzeira is that. Right? What? They're faking. Right, so we made a gzera in this case, unto the case where a person's not dead, but fainted, and we're not sure. Okay? Very far fetched gzera. Huh? So when you're alive, there wouldn't be. Why? When you're alive. So you're sitting on the stone. Why should the shirt become tummy? There's no reason. That's a different tumma. That's called tumas medras. Right? That's tumas medras. So there's tumma such a thing. But that's not carrying. So they made a special rule over here, atu exeru, where someone fainted. Very difficult. We the problem is we don't have time to sit with this. Tana Mishum Rabbi Lazar Amru. Aji yibaka kreso, until the stomach, the meat, the tumma of a mace. The Mishnah said it goes till the meat rots away. Now it's a different time when the stomach expands. Okay. Or we could have him shemes. But then we said by a guy, it's not true. So Tanya, Amar Rebbe, if they might Amar over Kachavim Shemes, Tarmel Tanya Masla, how come by a guy it's different? The answer is Lefisha ain't Tumasoch Mechayim Midivrei Torah El Midivrei Sofer. Because when they're alive, there is no Tumas Minat Torah. There's no Torah by a guy. Minat Torah does not. The Chacham made up all these rules by Goyim. So therefore, when they died, they relaxed the rules.
Can't do the Ziva status.
There's no such thing by a guy.
No, by a Jew.
Huh?
By the corpse. Can't wait 7 days
to put them in the mix? No. Okay, now we have a garata. For the next, the whole Amid really is a garata. Garata, half a garata, half a garata. Half not. Tanar Banan. Shneim Asar Dvarim Shalu Anche Alexandria is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. There were 12 questions that the people from Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. 12 questions. Gimel Divrei Chachma. 3 were Chachma. Gimel Divrei Hagada. 3 were Agadata. Gimel Divrei Buris. 3 were, how do they translate, nonsense? 3 were nonsense. And Gimel Divrei Derech Eretz. 3 were Derech Eretz. You'll see what Derech Eretz
question. The Jews who asked
them? I think the Jews. Gimel Divrei Chachma. Here are the 3 Chachma ones. Ready? Number 1. Hazav, Vahazava, Vahanida, Vahayoledet, Vahamitzorah, Shemesu. Ad Masai Metamin B'Matha. How long does the Tumas Matha last? Which is exactly our mission. That's why this Gemara is here. Amr Lahan, Achiyamaka Basar. The answer is until the Basar rots away. Okay, in case he had a kasha like that. That's what they ask him. Beis. Okay, now, the halacha is like this. Ready for this? A man who divorces his wife is allowed to marry her back. As long as she didn't marry someone else, he's allowed to marry her back. A Kohen is not allowed to take his wife back because he's not allowed to marry someone who's divorced. Doesn't matter if it's his own divorcee, he can't marry her back. So once he gives her a get, it's final. Let's say a guy took his divorced wife back. Okay? He did that. What?
A non-Kohen.
No, a non-Kohen. However, she married somebody else in between. So the guy did an Avera, not a Kohen, the guy did an Avera. Okay, he did an Avera, he took back a Gerusha after she married someone else. Then they had a daughter. Can a Kohen marry that daughter? Or is that daughter considered like a Chalala, like a Pasul, like a Psul? Because she's born from a union that's not permitted. Right? That's the question. Bas Mushlachas Mahi LeKohen. This girl that was born from a union of a guy that impermissibly remarried his Gerusha. What? So is she a Chalala? So let's see two sides of the suffix. Mi Amrinan, do we say, well, Kal V'Chomer, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Almana, the Kohen Gadol. Oh, you have an Almana who's not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. She ain't Yisur Shavu Bakol. That Isser is not, doesn't apply to anybody else in the whole world. It's only a Kohen Gadol. He can't marry a Besula. He can't marry someone who's not a Besula. Nevertheless, b'chol bana pagum, the children are pagum, right? So zu, this mishlachas, shasur shav b'chol, nobody in the world, no Jew, is allowed to marry a gerusha, his own gerusha, where she married somebody else in between. Nobody's allowed to do that. So eino din shebana pagum, shouldn't it be that the child should be a pagum? If a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, the child's no good. That only applies to one Jew in the world. So in a case where it applies to every Jew in the world, shouldn't the child be a Chalala?
What's her status?
Whose status?
What's the person's status?
Which person?
The
baby?
The person marries his ex-wife who's married to somebody else. What is the downside? Is the side an Isser?
Well, nothing. There's no Isser. It's just an Isser.
Yeah.
Right. But the same thing with a Kohen Gadol married an Alman.
No.
Just an Isser.
No, but any children out of that Chalala.
Correct. So it's like it's Chalala Chomer.
Right. Change the status.
Right. If that's a Chalala. By the way, remember, Chalala can only be. You can only be born a Chalala.
Exactly.
It can't happen during her life. Either you're born that way or you're not born that way. So
if. But the his ex wife.
The ex wife, right?
Is not a Chalala.
Correct. So what? The question is the daughter.
Right.
The question is the daughter. Right. No question about it. 100%. The ex-wife that you remarry shouldn't have done that. She's okay. I mean, whatever it is. It didn't have Avera. It's like any other Avera. See, who's got the worst shot in this? You remarried his Gerusha.
Right.
But here, there's consequences because they had a kid together. So What's with that kid? So Kal v'chomer, Mati says 100% correct Kal v'chomer. If a Kohen Gadol could produce a halala, and he's the only guy in the world that can't marry an almana, so certainly everybody who cannot marry their ex-wife when they marry someone else should produce a halala. What's the other side? Oh, Dilma, or maybe, ma almana le Kohen Gadol, she atzma mitchalelas. She herself becomes a mitchalelas. Now, what does that mean? You have to be born that way. It means, what does that mean? Look at the bottom Rashi. She'im meis, if the Kohen Gadol dies, asura lehi nase lehezion. She's not allowed to marry another Kohen, any other Kohen. She can't, no, the Kohen Gadol's wife, the Kohen Gadol married an almana. Then the Kohen Gadol died. Now she's on the market. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. What did she take? He died. Right, exactly. She's tainted. Exactly, she's tainted. Yeah, he's not allowed to do that. He has to marry a psula.
Then he died.
Now she's on the market. So she goes to the singles weekend, right? And she's Shabbos Dachamut. She goes to the singles weekend and she wants to marry a Kohen. The answer is she's not allowed to. Why? Because she's tainted. Now, what does that mean?
It doesn't make sense though, because technically she's allowed to another Kohen. She's allowed to another Kohen.
1 minute. Rashi says, V'im hoisa kehenes. And what if she was a female Kohen? What if her father was a Kohen? She did all this. Right? If she... Pesuos menat truma bibiyasa. She can't marry... She can't eat truma anymore. She ruined her chances of eating truma. Dixiv, because it says, lo yichalel zaro ba'amav. Ba'amav zu ishto. Includes the wife. The Mashal points out, there is no drasha like that in Shas. Where did Rashi get that from? The whole... What are you actually talking about? There's no drasha like that.
Why?
Because she did something wrong.
You betrayed. You did something wrong.
Correct. It doesn't possibly you for marrying. Exactly. Right. So that's what that is. There's a drasha. Rashi makes up his own drasha here. And maybe there's a med. No, the Marshal says I couldn't find this. There's drasha that in Shas. Right? The Chassam Sofer points this out. The Shar Melech points this out. Why did Rashi bring a drasha here that doesn't mention in Shas? There are other drashas in Yavamis. Where we got this rule that if a girl, a Kohen or Kohenes, marries she's an almana, and she marries a Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, she can't go back and eat Truma. She cannot marry another Kohen. She ruined it. She's tainted. Therefore, what do you see? Since she herself becomes tainted, that's why the children are also tainted. However, over here, a woman who an ex-wife that got remarried to the guy, regular guy, the daughter, nothing wrong with that daughter. So that's the two sides of the question. Amalahan, and he answered, he toeva, no, she's no good, the ain't beneha toevin, but the child's all right. That's the question number two.
Yeah, why
don't
you say that for this case, not for that case?
What?
What's the difference between the
two cases? So that's you have to go figure out what the difference is. Next, shnei mitzorotin, two mitzoras, Shenes Arvu Kabonothe and Zebedeh, their kabanos got mixed up. Two mitzvahs, their kabanos got mixed up. What got mixed up? The chatasis got mixed up. The karav kabanos shel echad mehen. So you could bring both, and you could say like this: I'm bringing one for Reuven, and the other one I'm going to bring for Shimon. Got mixed up anyway. I'll say I'm going to bring one. It's either Reuven or Shimon. I'll bring the other one. This was Shimon or Reuven. So either way, you're going to be safe. However, the problem is, after you brought one, meis echad mehem, one of them died. So hasheni matehe alav. So what do you do with the second one? What's the problem? Because it's a chatas, and a chatas can't be brought as an adava. One already was already brought. One died. We're stuck. We don't know. We can't do anything. There's a long rashi explaining why exactly we're stuck. Trust me, we're stuck. Right? So what do? You're stuck. You can't bring it as an adava because only a chatas can't be brought as an adava. Okay? So you're stuck. So Amalahan, so what do you do? So Rabbi Yeshua said, right, these are questions we asked Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, here's what you do. Kosev dechasav lacherim. Let the guy who's still alive give away all his possessions. Vahavi ha'oni. He'll be an oni now, because he doesn't have anything. Umevi chatas ha'ov ha'bal ha'safek. And he can bring, an oaf can be brought as a safek. Right? Because the oaf is not eaten anyway. So the oaf can be brought as a safek. Right? He went down a notch. Now he's poor. Right. You hear this? Let him give all his possessions away. Then he becomes an Ani. Once he becomes an Ani, so the Chatas will die. But at least he'll get his kapara. Why? Because he'll bring a bird now. Because a Mitzvah has two stages two price levels. A rich, an animal, and a bird. So let him do that. So the Gemara asks, V'ha'ika Asham. What do you do about the Asham? A Mitzvah also has to bring an Asham. What do you do with the Asham? So Amar Shmuel, no, Kishikarav Asham. He already brought the Asham already. That he already brought, right? Before he brought the Chatas, he brought the Asham. What? Oh, so now this is the Nanagat at the park, because they're going to be busy now with the whole Amar Rab Sheshes, Gav Rab Kishmuel, Lema, Kia Milsa. Someone as great as Shmuel would say something so wrong. Kiman, who said that? Ikrab Yehuda, if, because there's a machlokas in Hilchas Mitzvah about this. Ikrab Yehuda, the Amar Asham Kava, the Asham decides whether or not you're rich or poor. Kivan de Kava la Asham Bashiris. Low mati carbon bedalus. Once you bring the asham, that determines your financial status. So you can't bring the asham as a rich person and then bring the chatas as a poor one. That's impossible. Maybe you became poor in between. It doesn't matter. However you bring the asham, that is koveya, your financial status. So if they brought the asham already, it's impossible. It's impossible not to say, okay, sell all your possessions, become poor, and bring the chatas as a bird. Can't do that. Titnan, Mitzora Shehavi carbon oni, the hashir. If a guy brought a poor animal, then he won the lottery the next day. Oh, or hashir, he was rich, the hani, he lost it all. Hakol holech achar chatas. Divi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says he go after the chatas. Rabbi Yehuda omar kolech achar asham. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omar kolech achar tzipor. Everything goes out to the birds. Either way. Right? So Rabbi Hoshua's advice, Rabbi Hoshua's answer cannot be according to Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know if I want to say that. Vikrav Shimon, Damar Chatas Kava, and if you want to tell me it's Rabbi Shimon who said the Chatas is Koveya it, then I forgot to look. Nisi Acher, I forgot to look Karev Asham, even if he didn't bring the Asham yet, Nisi Acher, he'll bring another one, right? He'll bring another Asham Misafek. Dashma'in and Leilu Rabbi Shimon to Amar Laisi Velisni. Because Rabbi Shimon held, you're allowed to bring an Asham. You can make this tonight with an Asham. Rashi explains, because the Asham has the same rules as the Shlomim, the same Ma'andam. So you can, that you can do. Asham you can bring Misafek. Achadis you can't. Right, but still, the Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, L'machwas mevi Asham of Velugo Imo. Tomorrow bring the Asham and the oil. Uva Ma'amido B'shar Nikanar. Stand where you're supposed to stand by Shana Kanar. Umasala, make it tonight. Vamar, imitsora, arayu, ashama, velugo imo. If he's really in a Torah, if it's really for him, right? Because remember, one died. So if it's his, very good. Beam lav, and if it's for the other one, asham zu, yehe shalme nedava, this should be a shlamim, v'osa asham, ton shchitaso betzafon, it requires shchita betzafon, v'ton matnas bahonos. You have to put the oil on the finger, on the thumbs, usmicha, unesachim, utnufa, v'chaza, v'shok, v'nechal, l'zichre kahuna, l'yom v'layla. And you have to treat it as if it's an asham and like a shlamim, like both. V'lo hod lo chacham lo reshimin. The chacham didn't like this and this pshat. V'bnei shemevi kachim l'beis hapsol. Because you're reducing the amount of time you can eat it. Why? Because a shlamim can be eaten for 2 days. An asham can be eaten for 1 day. So here you're really making an shlamim. It's really a shlamim. And you're only letting them eat it for 1 day. Because the chumrah of an asham. So what do you see? That we don't like that. So what did Rishu, what kind of advice is this? According to Rishu, it doesn't make sense. According to Rishu, it also was no good. So the answer is, no. Shmuel saw like Rav Shimon b'chada. Shmuel held like Rav Shimon in one vart. That what? That what's koveya it? The chatz is koveya it. So the fact that you brought asham ready is irrelevant. You can now sell all your possessions, become poor, and now bring the bird as a chatz. And he didn't hold like Rav Shimon regarding the other pshat about making it into a shlamim. Didn't hold like that. So therefore, the answer is, he brought the asham already, so it's no problem. And that was his answer. Okay? Next. Shlosha divri agada. Three divri agadas. Kasev echad omer. Three agadas. So this is like this. Kasev echad omer. It says, kilo echbot b'mos hameis. Right? That Hashem does not want people to die. Because of Echad Omer, Ki Chavit Hashem La Mitzam, Hashem wants people, the Rishon should die. How do you resolve that stira? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yeshua answers, Kan ba'osin tshuva. Kan b'she'en osin tshuva. Right? When Hashem doesn't want you to die if you're going to do tshuva. If you're not going to do tshuva, Hashem wants you to die. Right? Okay? So the Tosfos points out that in the Sifri, the Gemara gives a different answer. The Sifri gives a different answer. The Sifri gives one's before the Gemar Din and one's the after the Gzar Din. After the Gzar Din, even tshuva won't help. Which seems to be difficult. Our the tshuva will help even after the Gemar Din, right? All you care about is tshuva. What? Till meets exactly. Tosfos says it's a machlokas. Tosfos says it's a machlokas. Does tshuva help after the Gemar Din or not? Yeah. But they said this is actually a machlokas in Rosh Hashanah and Yud Ches, right? Okay. Next. Kasev Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Kilo Yisapanim v'lo yikach shochat. Hashem doesn't show favoritism. For Kasev Echad Omer, Yis Hashem panacha elecha. Hashem shows favoritism. So the Gemara answers, Kan kodim gmarzin, kan l'achar gzardin. Right? When does Hashem show favoritism? Before the Gzar Din. When doesn't he show favoritism? After the Gzar Din. In Brachos, on Daf Chaf, which we'll get there in 23 days, right? Mirtz Hashem, the Gemara there gives a different answer. And the Gemara there says, that Hashem says, how can I not show favoritism? How can I not? The halacha is, you have to bench on a what? You have to bench on Kedei Sviya. You have to bench Kedei Sviya. Right, you eat. The Torah says you only have to bench if you're full. And they, what did my Jews do? They went ahead and said, no, you eat anything, you have to bench. You eat a kibetza, a kazayit, everybody you have to bench. Right? So I shouldn't show favoritism. Look what they do. The Goyim don't do that. Right? So in Andav Chaf, we will ask the question: why of all things that Hashem picked benching? Of all things to pick, how many chumras do we have? How many things are we machmer in? So Hashem picks benching? So I'll tell you the answer now. The answer is, so one of the answers, I think Rosh Hashanah gives his answer. Why pick benching of all things? Because if I'm not eating Kedei Sviya, why am I not eating Kedei Sviya? I'm not eating Kedei Sviya because I'm sharing it with everybody else. I don't have Kedei Sviya, I have a bit. Okay, if you the Kazayas, I give you a Kazayas, I give everybody a Kazayas. I don't have Kedei Sviya, I'm not full. I ate a Kazayas, I ate a Kibetz 100%. So that Hashem's unbelievable. Look what they do. They make sure the other guy has what they have. Unbelievable part, no? That Hashem says, of all the chumras to pick, I'm picking that one. Because not only does it show chumra, but it also shows how they care about each other. So that's a different answer. So Tosfos says, how come we don't give that answer here? And how come in Brachas we don't give this answer? So Tosfos answers, because this is only talking about by Jews. By Goyim, even before the Gzar Din, Hashem doesn't show favoritism. Right? So we're here before the Gzar Din, Hashem. Even by Goyim, he doesn't do that. And that's, by the way, the Malachi Asharis asked Hashem that question on Daf Chaf and Brachas. How come Hashem, the angel asked Hashem that? How come you say you don't show favoritism, but you're showing favoritism? So the answer is, because the Machmir more than what it says in the Torah, that doesn't apply by Goyim at all. So really, both answers really complement each other. Okay, next. Right? That I chose Tzion. The Kasav Echad Omer, Kel Api Val Hamasi Hoysa Irazos, Limenayom Asher Banu Osam Adayom Azeh, which seems to show that there is no specialness about Tzion. Very difficult answer. Kan Chikodim Shinasa Shlomo is Bas Paro. One is before Shlomo married Bas Paro. Then Hashem was very interested in Tzion. Kan Lacha Shinasa Shlomo is Bas Paro. Once he married Bas Paro, you want to say it was the beginning of the end, Hashem already no longer showed favoritism. That's a very early time. Mamish, so early, the second king already was, the writing was on the wall, right? A very harsh Gemara. All right. Shlosha Dvarim Boros. Three questions were foolish. So what does Boros mean? So the Marsha says, they're not, doesn't mean foolish. It means questions that there's no answer to, really. There's no answer to these questions. What? Yeah, it comes from here, boor, right? The Chacham HaPetzal says, all these questions, we're going to see, all these questions apply to the people that are already dead. There's no reason for even asking these questions. Well, they're all going to be about things of people that died already. So what kind of question is this? They're already dead. No, listen to this. Ishto Shalot, Lot's wife, Mahu Shetame. Is Lot's wife Matame? Why Lot's wife became a pillar of salt. So is she Matame? What kind of question? Can't apply that to anyone else. So that's what's David Boris. What kind of question is that?
Anybody else in my turn to pillar of salt?
What kind of question is that? They're asking questions. It's a right? So I'm Olehem. No, Mace Matame. The Ain't Nativ Melech Matame. No, only a Mace is Matame. Not pillars of salt, not Matame. Question number two.
Listen to this question.
Ben Shunamis, the baby that Elisha resuscitated, Mahu Sheyitame, is he Matame? Because he died. So a mace is Matame. Now he's alive, so does he have the status of a mace or not? You hear this question? So we're going to get to your question, but before we get to that one, so 1 second. Amalahan,
we find that he probably was, because he was based when we touched him.
Exactly.
So 1 second. Omalehen, Mace Matam, Vain Matam, Mace Matam, the Ain Chai Matam, Matame Mace. No, only dead things are Matame Mace. Live people are not Matame Mace. So, first of all, the Chacham Fatal, the Knesset Yecheskel, and Tosfos Yeshanim, and the Rishash, and the Tzlach, and the Archlan are all asked, why didn't the Gemara ask about Eliyahu? Eliyahu also revived somebody. That was first. Why did the Gemara wait to ask for Elisha only? What about Eliyahu? That happened first. Right? So they all answer the same answer. What? So the answer is going to be very... But does it make the question stronger, no?
No.
It
makes the question stronger to who?
So, Elisha should have been Tame. So listen to this question. We know... Oh! So since Eliyahu was a Kohen, how could Eliyahu do this? So there's a Tosvos in Ksuvos that says, he's dead already.
What?
He's dead already. So the Tosvos in Ksuvos says something very difficult, which I don't think we Paschal like, but he says that a tzaddik is not Matame. What?
That's why Sinkrihan alive going to...
A tzaddik is not Matame. The child that Eliyahu was Matame, the child that Eliyahu revived was a tzaddik. You hear this? Therefore, Eliyahu Novi could do it. Therefore, there's no kasha. Tamatame. It's not a kasha about Eliyahu. It's not a kasha on the tzaddikim. Right? However,
so Kohanim can go into Levi if someone's a tzaddik?
We don't paskin like that. But there's a shita like that out there. Who was the boy that Eliyahu was revived? Who was that boy? If he's a tzaddik, who was he? Huh? Which Novi? The Tana Devei Eliyahu, which is a collection of rises, some say it's from Eliyahu Anovi, some say it's Stam people named Eliyahu, that baby was Mashiach ben Yosef. You hear that? Isn't that wild? It's just what it says over here. Tana Devei Eliyahu, the Aruch Haner quotes, that the baby that Eliyahu was revived, Osa Tinok Haya Mashiach ben Yosef. That's why that question is off the table. Now, the next time in history it happened was Elisha. So the Gemara asks, what about Elisha? And that could explain all your Tanayim. They're all Tzaddikim. We don't hold like that. But like Mati pointed out, there is a Shita in like that. And therefore, you have a Kula. The mother was so distraught, you have a Kula. Can I tell you? Okay. Next. Lasid Lavo, in the future... Are we going to require sprinkling by the Paraduma? Or not? When that happens, we'll look into the matter. We'll go with Moshe Rabbeinu. He'll be one of them also. So whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does, we'll do the same thing. Right? I'm sure there's much more depth to underline these questions, but here we go. Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz. Three questions of Derech Eretz. Right? How to live? My, listen to this. My yasa adam v'yachkim. What should somebody do if he wants to be smart? Right? Right? What kind of question is that?
How do you
win in Jeopardy?
No.
How do you get to Avery Fisher Hall?
Practice.
That's going to be the answer. So what's the question? So the Marsha said the question is as follows. Because we learned that how to get the kind of God. We learned that Tet Zion, that Hashem, that the Malach brings the Tipa to Hashem and says to Hashem, is this baby going to be smart or not smart? Rich or poor? Right? But good or evil, it doesn't ask. Because up to you. So if Hashem said, no, this baby's going to be stupid, this is going to be foolish, can I change that? Does anybody change that? Can I change it? That's what they're asking. This is what the Marsha says, right? We looked at the Gemara that the Malach says, is it going to be, and Hashem gives them Pesach, and we ask, why, is it to be ready before the board already is decided? They're not even born yet. So already it's determined. Yes, yeah, so the guy himself. Can I change my model? Can I change them out? I was born, no luck. Nothing I do where I just can't. I can't study those. I can't do well on the test. Is there anything I can do? Anything I can do?
Go to Kaplan.
What?
Kaplan.
Right. So, Amalehen, Yarbi v'Yeshiva. Yes, go sit and learn. V'Yamayi b'Shchora, and don't spend some time working. Right. Amru, Harbi Asu Kain V'Lo Ho'Alehem. Many did that. It didn't help. Ella yivakshu rachamim mimi shachach mashalo davin shenemar ki Hashem yitein chacham ipiv daatu tvuna. Unbelievable. Davin. Tani Reb Chia mashal lamelach pasav adam shatzah suda laavadav. He made a suda u'mashager laavav mimashal lefanav, and he sent and he's invited and sent to all his beloveds. What is that? And he sent all his beloveds. What's the nimshal, right? Right, so to Hashem gives from himself to the ones he loves, then when they ask for it. You ask for it, you'll get it. My Kamashmalan, so what's the chiddush in that? Right? The answer is, listen to this answer. Daha below ha lo sagi. One without the other will not work. You dive in all day and don't give it a try, it's not going to work. To try all day and not to daven is also not going to work. They go hand in hand. It's an unbelievable gemara. Mayas adam v'yisasher. Same thing. Can I change my mazel? Right. When the tipa came before Hashem, he said, no, he didn't have a poor life. So can I change that? Amalehan, yeah. Yarbi b'shchora. So and go get a job and go and hustle. V'yis nevitin be'emuna. Be an honest man. Go hustle. Be an honest man. So amrulo. Harbi asukim v'lo ilu. A lot of people do that. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. Eli Vakish Racham and Mimisha Osher Shalom. Daven for it. Shenemar. Luya Kesev Eliyazov. So my Kamash, what's the Chiddush in that? Right? Listen to this answer. Daha below ha lo sagi. One without the other is not going to work. You have to have both. It's an unbelievable Gemara. The very end of Shas. This is the shortest of life. You can't sit around and right, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh was able to put his hand out the window and the gold coins fell in. We're not like that. Maybe if you're on his level, you could. We're not like that. So we have to resort to normal things. Normal things is you get a job, you work, and you daven. Right? One without the other. That's to get a job, not to daven, also not good. You have to daven. It's unbelievable Gemara. Beautiful Gemara. Now the last one we'll leave because time. What? How do you have good children? Right. So it's the same answer. Right. You have to daven. Same answer. So we'll leave that on bottom of the charm, right? Nobody wants girls. How do you do on bottom of the charm? We'll leave that for tomorrow. And a few more days, and then we are done. All right, everyone have a very good day. And tomorrow.